Moving on now, more explosions in Syria. This time, three blasts rock a suburb of the capital, Damascus.
I was at my house and suddenly heard three explosions. We went out, we saw the victims and the destroyed houses and shops. Is this your freedom? Is this your freedom, Erdogan? Children, women, all died. Shame on you, Hamad. Shame on Qatar. Damn this freedom. Damn this freedom.
I saw this child in the square and brought him to the hospital. I do not know him. His parents may be looking for him now. This is not my son. I only rescued him.
The blasts were caused by two booby-trap vehicles and an explosive device in Al-Warud area in Qudsiyya. Reports say at least 15 civilians have been killed and dozens more wounded. Local media blamed the blasts on terrorists. On Monday, over a dozen people were killed in bomb blasts in Damascus and the central city of Hama. Syria has been plagued by deadly violence for more than a year now. The government blames the unrest on foreign-backed armed groups. The opposition holds the government responsible. From Washington, I'm joined by Dr. Sayed Ali Wasif with the Society for International Reforms and Research. Welcome to the program, sir. Doctor, we see terrorists attack a crowded bus station in a suburb of Damascus. What do you think these terrorists are achieving from such blind killings of civilians?
Nothing except for losing their own reputation. Terrorism is abhorrent. It's condemned by international law in all its forms and manifestations. So terrorism is not allowed with a kind of a movement when you're having a problem with a government. So those opposition forces who are having a backing of Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Bahrain, and other countries together with Israel and NATO forces, what they are doing is they are acting contrary to international conventions. And terrorism is not at all allowed under any circumstances, be it Afghanistan, be it elsewhere. We have seen such cases in Sri Lanka, where the Tamil Tigers, when they use similar tactics, the international community came up with a solid condemnation. But here in case of Syria, we have not witnessed a similar kind of condemnation against those terrorist forces backed by Saudi Arabia and NATO.
And it's interesting, Doctor, we see that the very opposition forces which instigate such kind of violence and incite such terrorist killings of civilians, they are the ones who claim to be able to rule the country.
This is a dichotomy and double standards by those who are supporting those terrorists in Syria in the name of freedom fight and liberal democracy. I don't think so. It's going to bring anything positive in Syria through these kind of unacceptable methods. Terrorism, as I said earlier, is unacceptable under international law. And the international community must come up with a consensus on opposing such acts by those terrorists who are being backed, again, backed by Saudi Arabia and the NATO forces. So we have double standards. On the one hand, the NATO forces are fighting against what they called terrorists in Afghanistan and in other parts of the world. And on the other hand, they are supporting the same terrorists who have links and connections with the Afghan terrorists, with other terrorists in Syria. But they are being supplied with weapons, with finances, training, and intelligence gathering stuff there to oust the Syrian president.
Indeed. Well, we'll leave it there for the time being. Many thanks to Dr. Sayed Ali Wasif with the Society for International Reforms and Research from Washington. Thanks for your time there, sir.